we are 2 minutes late. Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Paul Brunel, Christ Episcopal Church. Pastor.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you our local leaders. We pray for our mayor, members of the city council, the county commissioners, police, judges, and all those who serve our community. We ask that they be given the wisdom to act in charity and justice so that they may serve for the common good, the people of this community. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. This brings us to the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Ryan Suhanek. Ryan?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington.
Here.
Folsom.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us now to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of January the 21st, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of January 21, 25.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of January the 21st, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have one. Would those, Ryan Suhanek and your crew come up to the podium, please?
His crew is a white guy.
That's crew.
Kevin Black.
Okay, Kevin. A couple people up there.
Well, there's many that are being recognized tonight, so that's what we're going to do. So, I'm proud to make this proclamation. You are going to be representing the rest of your teammates, and thank you for showing up tonight. and you, of course, Director. A proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, recognizes the City of Owosso Department of Public Service and utilities employees for achieving state certifications. Whereas the City of Owosso Department of Public Services and Utilities would like to recognize the second consecutive testing cycle, a record number of employees who have recently attained drinking water certifications to the State of Michigan. And whereas Daniel Humphreys, streets foreman within the Department of Public Works, attained the S1 water distribution state certification. In addition to the S1 certification, Mr. Humphreys is a state certified motor vehicle mechanic. And whereas Kevin Blair, and this is Kevin Blair, by the way, skilled operator within the Department of Public Works, attained the S3 water distribution state certification. And whereas Noah Arand, plant shift attendant at the water treatment plant, attained the F3 water complete treatment filtration state certification. And whereas Brooke Steckschulte, plant shift attendant at the water treatment plant, attained the F4 water complete treatment filtration state certification. And whereas Ryan Suhanek, director of the public services and utilities, recently attained the F2 water complete treatment filtration state certification. In addition to the F2 certification, he also holds the S3 Water Distribution State Certification, and A-1I, Storm Water Management Industrial Site State Certification, and A-1J, Storm Water Management Construction Site State Certification, and a Soil Erosion and Sedimentation Control Plan Review and Design State Certification. What a few. Whereas the City of Owosso recognizes these employees for continued education in their respective fields of expertise and highlights the unprecedented number of individuals that successfully passed the state certification exams, reflecting the department's continued commitment to excellence and professional development. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Robert J. Teich, Mayor of the City of Owosso, on behalf of the citizens of Owosso, hereby recognize Dan, Kevin, Noah, Brooke, and Ryan for their hard work and dedication in mastering the skills necessary to achieve their respective state certifications. Proclaimed this third day, February 2025. Congratulations. So I just want to say, when it comes, obviously, to public safety and DPW, we thank you for your 24/7 service. It does not go unrecognized. I know it's 24/7. I know it's brutal weather. You're always in harm's way in a lot of cases. So it does not go unrecognized. We notice it, and what we appreciate is that your dedication to Owosso, your dedication to continue to improve yourself, to serve the Owosso citizens. It's, again, not unnoticed. So thank you for all that service.
Thank you.
You bet. Would you like to say anything?
Just to highlight the individual team members, if you don't mind.
You bet. Oh, by the way, this is one of the pictures. If you ever want to come to the office, I have all 99 pictures of the people. This is just the DPW. This is not the water department. And, of course, the public safety is in there, too. But this is the DPW by the truck of all the guys who go out there. When those water mains break at 3 in the morning, it's 7 degrees out, minus 17.
Sure.
And I've been out to a couple, and first of all, they're going to give me a lesson on how to dress so I don't tap on you guys and not show up after as I would. So, you guys know how to do it.
All right. Thanks, sir.
You bet.
Thanks, sir.
Real quick, I just wanted to highlight just a few things with these individuals. Mr. Dan Humphreys, wow, what can I say? He started 2024 calendar year out without any water distribution certifications. By springtime, he had passed his S4 and his S3 certification exams in one sitting. With this newfound goal and excitement of achieving his higher certifications, he decided to skip his S2 exam and go right to the top in sitting and writing for his S1 certification exam. By winter, Mr. Humphreys had passed his S1 certification exam. He went from uncertified to top dog S1 certified, which I think is incredible. Now, keep in mind, he was able to do so because he's been with the city for over 29 years. He has lots of experience. And on top of that, his determination, his studying, all led to him being able to do so. But I don't want to take for granted what an amazing feat he did within 1 year, and it was so awesome just to see him kind of grow. He's been here 29 years, and he had this newfound excitement, newfound confidence, and just really take control of not only his career but the team as well, and just do great. Kevin Blair, who came tonight, he's been with DPW for about a year and a half. And he is a go-getter and a mover and a shaker. Kevin is amazing. He, the last testing cycle, he passed his S4 certification exam. And this testing cycle, he sat and wrote his S3, passing it, thus expanding his toolbox of certifications, which is awesome to see these guys going above and beyond, you know, not just doing the bare minimum, but keeping expanding and improving and doing better by themselves and for the city as well. Noah Arand, he's similar to Kevin, where he expanded his certification toolbox. Noah had already previously passed his F4 certification exam. This testing cycle, he sat, wrote, and passed his F4 certification, which is at the water treatment plant for drinking water. Brooke Stechelty, she is actually our newest team member at the water treatment plant, and she, on her first attempt, passed all of the required exams for successfully earning her F4 certification, which is amazing. That's something that's hard for them to do, is to pass it that first go-round. A lot of times they struggle and trip up, and she got it first try, which I think is awesome, and I really think that they all are owed a round of applause just for how much hard work that goes in, not just at the city, but also at home when they're doing their own studying, watching videos, doing the trainings and whatnot. It really is, there's more work outside of their 7 to 3:30 as they do here. So thank you.
And I also want to thank you, Director, for your leadership at I know it's it takes leadership to instill the drive and the environment, and so that reflects on you as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, that brings us to public hearings, which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the city council shall be afforded an opportunity up to 4 minutes during the first occasion and one opportunity of up to 3 minutes during the last occasion, provided for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Yes, Mr. Mankey.
Tom Mankey, 2910 West Main. I'm not asking you to answer right now because I understand the rules. But if you could possibly have in the city's news section online, if you could advise our citizens what the city is doing regarding the fire hydrants, if this has been a problem for year after year after year. I can remember covering this 6 to 8 years ago when our city officials at that time, they sat over there and one crossed his arms and sat back and said, "We're not doing anything. We can't afford it. Because the fire hydrants may fail and we don't have the money to fix them." So consequently, we have fire after fire after fire when the hydrants don't work. One time when I was here and I asked about it, I was told, "We've got tanker trucks now." Not too long ago in Middletown, which is Owasso Water, hydrant didn't work. And the lady whose house burnt said for 20 minutes they stood around and watched their house burn because the hydrant wasn't working and they had to wait for water truck to come in. What is up with this community? We don't have money that we can flush our hydrants and we can check our hydrants and we can fix our hydrants, that we have to rely strictly on tanker trucks now. I'm wondering about people's insurance companies when they find this out, that the hydrants no longer work in the city. Now, I will say there was just a fire, and thankfully, I think it was up on Ball Street, thankfully that hydrant worked and they were able to tie in. But that's getting to be a rarity in this community. What are they? They're freezing up. They're designed not to freeze up. So the people in this community need to know, are we going to have fire hydrants or are we not going to have fire hydrants anymore? And we're just going to go with tanker trucks like we use in the township. Thank you.
Thank you for the comments. Pastor?
I've never done it before, but it's not that I really want to say anything other than for Dan Humphreys.
Name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nan Beal, and I'm a pastor's wife at Church of Jubilee.
You're the wife.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. I'm with Hop Along tonight. But I just wanted to speak up for Dan. That was him calling, and because I texted him and said, where are you? And he was told it was at 7:30, so that's why he wasn't here. But I wanted to say he's an incredible man, and he's a hard worker and a friend. And I really love Dan, and I appreciate that you guys recognized him tonight.
You're talking about Dan Humphreys.
Yes, and
you.
I will tell him.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Further comments? Okay. Director Ryan Suhanek, could you just make maybe a 1 or 2 minute comment on the hydrants? Would that be a problem, or would you want to meet with Mr. Menke after sometime during the week? It's up to you.
Well, I think it would be better if I did it after the fact, just so I could have all the specifics.
Okay, I agree. I don't want to put you on the spot, but
I do. I know I've necessarily. Council Member Owens has reached out as well. Him and I have talked on the side.
Okay.
And I can relay the same information. Plus, I think there was one additional issue after the fact, but it worked during the fire. It was after the fire, but.
Well, if you could, you two could get together after the meeting or whatever, and come up with a time to meet.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that. All right. Thank you. Seeing that there's no further comments, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments at this time. There will be, since I'm here, I'll make mine, a meeting tomorrow night on the revolving loan and grant program info session. It'll be here at the chambers, and it'll start at 6 p.m. So just want to make that, it'll be on, of course, on the Owosso Main Street site. For any more information, but we had a really good meeting on the grant, Michigan on Main, where we had, 16 maybe or so potential business owners here for that meeting, and this one is for the loan. So it'll be here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So without any further comments, that will take us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. That would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Council Member Owens.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Council Member Luddington.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Mayor Tice.
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have four tonight, the first being property lease, tillable acreage. And again, we will start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a five-year lease of property just south of Hopkins Lake. The offer from Shawnee Creek Farms is for $500 per year for, again, a period of 5 years. This long-term lease has been in effect with Shawnee Creek Farms since I've been here. We have gotten through the 21-day posting period with no alternative offers, and we presented for your consideration tonight.
Thank you, City Manager. With that, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments or motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the property lease is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, acceptance of utilities. Again, we'll start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What has been a 21-year saga is now coming to a close. The sewer side in Woodland Trails condominium development. In 2004, it was completed. There were some issues with the sewer system that the city could not accept that system, and unfortunately, by the time it was completed, the developer had gone bust. So we made a deal with the county land bank through a brownfield plan to complete 14 units within that development to build it out. And in return, the city would advance up to $172,000 to repair what was needed in the sewer system in order to accept it. The HOA could not afford it. They didn't have the expertise. So we stepped in through this land bank program, and thankfully the bids came back. The bid that was awarded was 43% of what was budgeted, so we came in way under budget there. And we've taken care of the advance to the brownfield fund from the sewer fund at 1%, and now we just need to accept this portion of the sanitary sewer system as public. So this is a big win for us.
Thank you, City Manager. Good news. With that, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments or a motion.
I have a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the acceptance of utilities is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, city budget amendment. And at this time, I'll turn it over to the finance director, Brad Barrett.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, City Council. Before you is the six-month budget amendment for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. There's really no surprises there because the memo is presented in the general fund being there is an $800,000 increase. However, it is offset with $800,000 in additional revenue. That's primarily the congressional earmark awarded to the city and expenses that were pre-budgeting associated with the public service building or the police department, public safety building improvement. In regards to the utility funds, primarily the differences there are capital improvements and then countered with bonds, loans, and or grants that have the City Council is aware of and or have approved associated at the wastewater treatment plant, the water treatment plant, and then also various water main improvements being done by the engineering department. So,
thank you, Director.
Yep.
Any questions for the Director? Comments?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
With that, I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to support the city budget amendment.
Support.
I have a motion of support. That would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the city budget amendment is approved. This brings us to items of business number four, Single Audit Act compliance. And again, I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would accept the city's fiscal year 23-24 single audit as required by federal law, since we expended over $750,000 in federal funds last fiscal year. That number is actually $4.7 million in federal funding for fiscal year 23-24, and the vast majority of that was for the water and sewer utility systems.
Thank you, City Manager. Any comments from the City Council? For that, I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve the single audit at compliance.
Support.
I have a motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haver?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes, the Single Audit Act compliance is approved. This brings us to our citizen comments, our last citizen comments, that you'll be allowed 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to city council for any comments. See it none, I'll take off. Oh, is there?
Well, you didn't want to talk about the food drive?
I didn't think I needed to formally, but I can.
No.
I can.
Or I can.
There's a food distribution sponsored by the YMCA next Tuesday at 3 p.m. City Council will be there, hopefully. Some folks will be there volunteering to hand out food. It's a drive-through. You don't need any documentation or information. Your vehicle can house more than one household in it, so if you want to bring yourself and another family that needs, you can. But we're hoping to volunteer as a team there.
Yep.
That's February 11th at what time?
Volunteers get there at 2:30. It starts at 3.
But the line starts...
Yeah, the line starts at like
noon
1.
Or 1 or something.
Because it's a first-come, first-served basis, and every time I've gone... they've ran out of food, so first come, first serve. Yeah.
So you would like the city council, anybody from the city council, to come as a team?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
I think so too. So I'll be there, but you want us there by 2:30? Is that what you're saying, or 1?
Oh no, 2:30.
No.
Yeah, 1 is when the cars line up, and there's someone there from the Y who does all the coordination with the folks as they get there.
Okay.
We would just be the folks handing out the food, so getting there at 2:30 is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that I'm committed if I'm not traveling, and right now it doesn't look like I am, so I'll join you. I know that Councilwoman Olson has committed, so any other members that would like to, I would personally appreciate it. I think it's one of the things that we talked about during our I think, a January 8th meeting, showing up as a team, as a council, in some city functions would be a good showing.
Yeah, both council member Luddington and Owens have said they will be there. So.
Oh, that's why we got a good group going already.
We
so
sure
that's,
do.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody that has made that commitment.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing it up, council. Councilwoman, appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Now I'll take it to the city manager for city manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The month of January was pretty busy for us, as it usually is to start the calendar year. The DPW director and I have been meeting with the Veritas group every week regarding the City Hall HVAC and a backup power project. We expect to open bids in March to have council approve shortly after. We did receive the engineer's estimate, so Ryan and I have been working through that. All remaining water filters from the COVID era filter drive have been picked up by MDHHS. That program will be administered at the state level from here on out. HDC, the Historic District Commission, met at their regular meeting January 15th to go through some action. One of them was to rescind the enforcement action against 110 West Main Street for the facade deterioration. They asked the owner to present a plan for repairing that facade at the February meeting because they were unanimous that they were not interested in taking the owner to court. So they did resolve that. We hope to see the owner at the next meeting this month to present his plan. The HTC also voted to reconsider a recently approved certificate for 123 North Washington. They decided instead to open a demolition by neglect enforcement action against the owner for the condition of that facade. The owner will be present at the meeting where that letter will be considered. Finally, they issued a certificate for the replacement of vinyl siding at 214 West Exchange. The owner there kind of inherited that problem and wanted to comply with the HDC design requirements, so we got that done. She'll have a year to complete that. DPW director and I also met with Owosso Township officials to discuss their efforts to address lead and galvanized services within the township. As you know, the townships own their own systems and are contracted with the city, where we remit a portion of what we collect in revenue through utility bills, since we do their billing. With that money, they are responsible for maintaining and expanding their system. So we're getting them on track there. We're a little bit ahead of quite a lot of communities our age in the state of Michigan, and so we're uniquely poised to guide them through this process. But they have their own engineer. We'll help them where we can. The assistant city manager, you, Mr. Mayor, the DDA director, and I attended the Business of the Month event for Sideline Bar. If any of you get the chance to do this, I will make sure Lizzie includes council on these announcements. They're fun events to go to. We did Sidelines, and I think, Mr. Mayor, you and I did the thrift store, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people at that one. So that's a good event to get our faces out there, show support for the downtown businesses. I had lunch with Justin Horvath, the SEDP. I hadn't talked to him in a while to discuss ongoing economic development projects and the increased water and sewer tap fees that came online a few months ago. We had a local developer in the city. He is insisting on an exception being made for his project. It's actually the Woodland Trails developer. This is one thing, the fees don't really dictate that anybody on staff can make exceptions, so I shared that information with Justin. We got caught up on the Venture Incorporated projects, both at Washington Park and the middle school. The middle school, that's the one I've been stressing very strongly with Veritas to get going, or not Veritas, but Venture Incorporated to get going. But for the last few months, their response has been they cannot find anyone to invest in the tax credits, the historic tax credits that were awarded to development. They had somebody. That organization backed out. A CDFI, I believe, backed out. So they're narrowing down their options. And I just had a meeting with their CEO and their project manager 2 weeks ago. So I'm hoping in a couple months we can have some good news there and they can get rolling. One thing staff is going to have to do by the end of this month is to change our sick time policy to comply with the state's new legislation on how sick time accrues. So the HR department has been working on that. They actually sent me a couple of options right before this meeting, so I'll have to talk with Jessica tomorrow about that. But our deadline is February 21st. Now there are a couple bills that were just recently introduced in the state house to reverse those changes, but I'm with one party controlling the House, one party controlling the Senate and the governor's office, I don't expect that to go anywhere. But we are operating on the assumption that February 21st is our drop-dead compliance date, so we'll have something at your next meeting. The Brownfield Board met to approve a long-term advance for the Woodland Trail sewer repair. I briefly touched on that during the meeting tonight. And they also discussed options regarding the Brownfield plan for 123 North Washington. That Brownfield plan is over 2 years old now. The developer, per the development agreement, had to have that done by the end of 2024. So that started a process with the Brownfield where they needed to make a decision on what to do to either start termination procedures or give the owner a little bit extra time to apply for an extension, which means you would have to apply for an amendment, and that's just like applying for a whole new Brownfield plan. So they gave him a year. You will have to discuss what you want to do with the obsolete property rehabilitation certificate that is layered on top of that Brownfield, because the development agreement covers that too. So in the next meeting, I'll have something ready for you, but it would just be a discussion item for now. So staff's looking for some direction there. The public safety director and I and Councilwoman Osmer attended the Owosso Ministerial Association's community meeting regarding the homeless warming center. Thank you, Pastor Beal and Pastor Webster, for volunteering their churches, St. John Church and the City Church, for those services. They've really come together with members of the homeless community and community stakeholders in Owosso to provide round-the-clock service during the colder weeks to make sure that no one is out in the cold. I did offer our assistance, the city's assistance, for any needed materials, food, or any other necessities like that. Unfortunately, we can't just write the OMA a check, which is what Pastor Beal suggested. A little levity there, but I really appreciate their services, and the city stands ready to help in any way we can. My understanding from that meeting is what they really need are volunteers, especially for the overnight periods at City Church. But things are going really well. It was a good meeting.
Yes, it was.
Appreciate you having me there. The DPW director and I attended the Wastewater Plant Authority Board meeting last week. We welcomed the new members from the townships and Corona. I think we'll get some better attendance at those meetings now. But if you haven't been there, the garage is now moved, and there is a 30-foot hole where the garage used to be, where that new clarifier is going. So as with the last few years, they're continuing to tear things up and rebuild it over there, and it's going to be a good project when it's done. Lastly, the assistant city manager and I attended the Michigan Municipal Executives Conference in Bay City just last week. I'm on the board there, so I have to go. But it was a good conference. It was pretty hectic because of recent executive orders issued from Washington. So we kind of had to stop what we had planned to do, and we called in some representatives from D.C. to kind of tell us what was going to happen with that. My main concern was that one of the executive orders may have undercut our funding that we were promised from USDA on the public safety building. That was not the case for two reasons. One, we confirmed with the USDA that that was not on the chopping block, and two, that executive order was rescinded anyway. So we're keeping our eye on it, but I would expect a little bit more of this chaos before things start settling down. But that is our main concern at the moment, is that USDA funding. And Kevin and I got the green light from the USDA to release bid specs, so we're going to be working through that in the coming weeks. That's all I had. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, City Manager. Okay, that brings us to the next meeting, which will be on a Tuesday, not a Monday. It'll be February the 18th, 2025. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
A motion to adjourn.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
What was it?